episode 214, You Hold the Power.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Aloha, all my beauties. How are my sisters, the family? I love you. I pray you are having an absolutely incredible day. Just a day of almost rejuvenation and energizing, where you begin to find more strength within you. You hold the power. Has anybody ever told you that? You hold the power. We are going to chat just a little bit about this because I want to keep this brief today, actually. For those of you who have come across Create Your Now and you're beginning to realize that this is a great family to be a part of, an amazing sisterhood, sisters of impact, you are creating impact. Now, here at Create Your Now, we talk about impact being I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. And not only are you creating transformation within yourself, but you are creating transformation in the people that you touch within your life. You hold the power. I'm reminded on this wonderful vacation that we're on, because I really do believe it's good to take a break. Whether you take a stay vacation and you kind of remove yourself, I've been able to unplug a little bit, of course, except from you guys, because I cannot leave you. I got to be there. And I think about you so many times throughout the day. And I have this notebook, actually, that I write my thoughts in that are just specific to you all. And that just is, I hope that means something to you, because you are that special. I pray for you specifically, and I really do focus on the dream that God has for Create Your Now and Sisters of Impact, and where you are taking yourself as you become your best selfie. It gives me goosebumps thinking all the time how much power you hold. Now, maybe no one has ever told you that you actually hold the power. On this vacation, though, however, I am reminded you have influence, absolute influence. James Kent says this: nothing is so potent as the silent influence of a good example. On our vacation, we like to go out once in a while because that gives me a break. I do a lot of the cooking, but we do go out to dinner, and the kids enjoy that because that is not something that we do often. So it's something that's special. And as we're out, we'll visit buffets, we'll visit sit-down places, et cetera, et cetera. And so we get to observe a lot of different families, a lot of different cultures and different people, and interact with them. And it never ceases to amaze me how very selfish sometimes the world is. And we become very just, what do I need to do? My focus is, where am I going? The thing is, it's good to be your best selfie, but in a selfless fashion, in self-love, but not being selfish. And I know you are in the mind frame of knowing that you make a difference. You hold the power. However, I don't think we're reminded of that enough. And it's the simple things, like James Kent said, it's the silent influence of a good example. And today I just want to encourage you to continue to be that good example, that silent influencer, the one that smiles when you're in line and everybody else is upset, but you're sitting there and you're smiling and it's like, it's okay. The conversation we had at dinner tonight, I looked at my children and I simply said, it really saddens my heart that people do not have more joy in their life, but instead they tend to act out on their frustrations. And you can see them not enjoying even a conversation at dinner. Their conversation at dinner deals with literally the food, or they're talking about nothing, or they're on electronics. what happened to interaction? What happened to communication? What happened to relationships? You hold the power. Don't give that power up to something else. That something else, literally meaning food. That something else, maybe technology. That something else could be, oh, the table next to you, or another family member, or a friend. You hold the power. You are the silent influencer. You are the good example. Smile more often. Remember your mannerisms that you know so much. Teach them to your children. And as you say them, even as adults push through, oh my goodness gracious, it was absolutely crazy. We went to this one restaurant and it was jam-packed. I mean, we had a line standing outside the door and we were feeding in from two different entrances. And then on top of that, you, of course, it was a buffet. And so you had to wait in line to get your food. And it had such an assortment. And it was wonderful. Great, great food. And good service overall. Hard workers. But you know who needed kind of a more positive influence during that entire time? Were the customers. They were fussy. And yes, it was a little later at night. But really, did they have to be that fussy about it? How about a smile? And living a life more of joy and appreciation and gratitude that, oh my goodness, they could afford to come in and sit down and have a meal together with family and friends. But no, we tend to forget the simple things in life. And you, sweetness, hold the power. You hold it. You are that silent influence. Why? Because you are the good example. So I really just want to encourage you as a mom, as a woman, to continue to be that good role model. That role model that says, you know what? Times do kind of get crazy when life happens and I get mad sometimes, but you know what? I can still love. I can still smile. I can still find joy in situations. You hold the power. Don't forget it. And when you need a reminder, guess what? Go look in that mirror. Go look in that mirror and know that when you're frowning, guess what? Somebody else is frowning too. But when you smile, you light up a room. You give someone hope. You become their ray of hope. You become their overcomer. You become their inspiration. And it may just be a simple wave or a thank you or an excuse me. Or, oh, would you like to go first? Interaction. You hold the power. You are being watched. Your children watches you. Your husband takes notice. Your friends do. When you go out with your friends, and do you command a room when you walk in because of how confident you are? The feeling of, yes, I know where I'm going and I feel good about who I am. You know that you are loved. Now you're going to have days that sometimes you don't feel like you hold that power and you wish you did. You're going to feel maybe sometimes blah and I just don't want to go there. But you know what? That's when you have to say, okay, I got to step it up today because maybe I'm not feeling it, but I know I still hold the power. You hold the power. Look at yourself in the mirror. You hold the power. Your influence is deadly, seriously, but a good deadly. Think of it as, man, if you could go ahead and impact the world silently and lead by being a good example, you hold the power. And that's all you have to do. Lead by example, be that amazing role model that you are. Because if nothing else, your family, your children, their eyes are on you. And what you do and how you respond in situations, they are watching you. So remember, you hold the power. Go out and make it an incredible day. Go out and smile more. Go out and have fun. Go out and be just totally grateful for what God has given you. You hold the power. Just as James Kent said, nothing is so potent as the silent influence of a good example. You got this one. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.